Household number 10, SNH 14, recapitulation, steadfast and calm trust. When the illusion of sickness or sin tempts you, cling steadfastly to God and His idea. Allow nothing but His likeness to abide in your thought. Let neither fear nor doubt overshadow your clear sense and calm trust that the recognition of life harmonious as life eternally is can destroy any painful sense of or belief in that which life is not. Let Christian Science, instead of corporeal sense, support your understanding of being, and this understanding will supplant error with truth, replace mortality with immortality, and silence discord with harmony. John Sinton's scientific analysis is as follows. This paragraph is concerned with showing how. It is specific in its instruction to the reader, and if he is humble and meek in acceptance and obedience, he cannot fail in his demonstration. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Observe the fourfold nature of this instruction throughout the paragraph. 1. Cling steadfastly to God and His idea. 2. Allow nothing but His likeness to abide in your thought. 3. Let neither fear nor doubt overshadow. 4. Let Christian Science support your understanding of being. This subtitle, Steadfast and Calm Trust, dovetails well with Mary Baker Eddy's statement in SNH page 248 under Footsteps of Truth under the title Mental Sculpture. The sculptor turns from the marble to his model in order to perfect his conception. We are all sculptors, working in various forms, molding and chiseling thought. What is the model before mortal mind? Is it imperfection, joy, sorrow, sin, suffering? Have you accepted the mortal model? Are you reproducing it? Then you are haunted in your work by vicious sculptors and hideous forms. Do you not hear from all mankind of the imperfect model? The world is holding it before your eyes continually. The result is that you are liable to follow those lower patterns, limit your life work, and adopt into your experience the angular outline and deformity of matter models. And she follows up with the remedy for this in the following paragraph under the subtitle of Perfect Models. To remedy this, we must first turn our gaze in the right direction and then walk that way. We must form perfect models in thought and look at them continually, or we shall never carve them out in grand and noble lives. Let unselfishness, goodness, mercy, justice, health, holiness, love, the kingdom of heaven, reign within us, and sin, disease, and death will diminish until they finally disappear. And Mary Baker Eddy follows this with another one that gives us the boost in the right direction, called, under the subtitle, Renewed Selfhood. Let us accept science. Relinquish all theories based on sense testimony. Give up imperfect models and elusive ideals. And so let us have one God, one mind, and that one perfect, producing His own models of excellence. Let the male and female of God's creating appear. Let us feel the divine energy of spirit, bringing us into newness of life and recognizing no mortal nor material power as able to destroy. Let us rejoice that we are subject to the divine powers that be. Such is the true science of being. Any other theory of life or God is delusive and mythological. There's one more excellent related reference on this topic, and it is from Miscellaneous Writings, chapter 8, page 270. We are in the valley of decision. Then let us take the side of him who overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, of such as barter integrity and peace for money and fame. What artist would question the skill of the masters in sculpture, music, or painting? Shall we depart from the example of the master in Christian Science, Jesus of Nazareth, than whom mankind hath no higher ideal? He who demonstrated his power over sin, disease, and death is the master metaphysician. As a summary, here is a repetition of the four primary points as outlined by John Sinton in this paragraph, Steadfast and Calm Trust. 1. Cling steadfastly to God and his idea. 2. Allow nothing but his likeness to abide in my thought. 3. Let neither fear nor doubt overshadow. And 4. Let Christian Science support my understanding of being. This is the end of household number 10, Steadfast and Calm Trust.